have a lot of physical symptoms? Like, do you feel pain or whatever, back pain or things like that, or shoulders? Or...
Not typically. It's more just kind of aches and stuff here and there and tightness. I was hit by a drunk driver when I was 16 and in the hospital for a while and had a few surgeries. And I think that my body is still holding on to some of that stuff. So in the military, I think I just learned to just kind of shut off my body. There was too much pain to deal with and didn't have time and nobody wanted to hear it anyways. And so still working through all that.
Yeah. Oh, so that's so interesting, Jeremy. So that's a great, great example of needing to, like, having a, it still would work. It's like your brain has to, we have to get through your head, right? So tapping would be really powerful because a lot of it starts with the mental. And, and there's PTSD from accidents like that and surgeries. Even a positive surgery, like I did a lot of tapping around a surgery I had, that I got you have to submit yourself to someone. And anyway, it's, I think surgery is traumatic for most people and especially accidents, and PTSD is very real. And so sometimes that looks like shutting down. You know, people will disassociate, and that's a different, there's a different way of approaching that. That's a whole nother kind of. Sorry?
You're able to help people with PTSD as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I personally think the food issue is PTSD, but I don't like to use formal terms. I'm not a psychologist. I don't treat and diagnose, right? So, but my spirit, I think a lot of stuff is PTSD. I think we're all traumatized by our world.
Yeah,
I hate to say it, but I really think there's so much trauma in our lives. And it's not to say everyone has it, but I think a lot of us do. And so how do you know? Well, you know, if you think that people don't recognize their own anxiety. We're like the frog boiling in the water, but we have lots of symptoms. PTSD has lots of symptoms.
And the way we eat is a good way of noticing some of the symptoms, right?
Exactly. There's a lot of ways. And so, like, for example, it's a spectrum. The food thing, for example, I'm going to say anorexia is all the way over here, let's say on the left, and then there's, I guess obesity, let's call it at the other end, and then there's like this spectrum. Well,
yeah.
I think that it's all, you know, either end of the spectrum has a little PTSD to it, or maybe a lot of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the one that I have not had the most success with is the absolute far left. There's just something else going on, and someone has to be open to being nutritionally accessed because there's so much physiology going on with that. That one, I see if they're not open to that, I can't really move them forward very fast. So, but that's PTSD. That's trauma. That's absolute loss of control, in childhood, or something happened. And often people won't know. They won't know they're anorexic. They will never identify. I only find out later because they're not eating, you know? But they won't know that that's wrong.
Right.
Or that there's something wrong with that, or they're damaging their...
Because it feels normal to them, right?
I guess, right? I guess. I mean, I can't speak to it. It's just they think it's fine, you know? And a lot of women nowadays think that the thinner, the better. So we all think that's what we're supposed to be gravitating to anyway, and it's not. I'm very against that. I am very against women being overly thin. And the holistic movement, you know, and people are, I don't see it that way. I see hormones depleted. I see women who have no sex drive, who don't sleep, and their hair's falling out because they look like that. that's not okay. That is not normal, you know, and then having infertility. And I can see the blood work to prove it. I can see that they're a 35-year-old woman or a 40-year-old woman that looks like they're dying. I mean, these hormones are so depleted. Like, how do you walk around? Like, you know, mine are, like, depleted, but they're nowhere near that, and I'm tired or whatever. You know, like, how do you walk around? Like, how do you function, you know? So, and we think it's normal. It's not normal. You have to eat to have healthy hormones and a healthy sex drive and, you know, feel good. And
well,
sleep. You have to eat a lot.
Any goddess needs the right hormones working in her body to really feel.
That's
like
right.
A goddess.
If you want to have sex, you know, you just gotta eat, you know? So men should like women with, you know, who eat because they're gonna feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Something sexy
they're
about that.
Good.
There's something there to love.
So I feel like I hope I answered your question. I know it's not simple, but I feel like kind of the guy lying on the ground with the back pain, that's how I approach. I don't try to do what men don't want to do. You know what I mean? I don't talk to them like I talk to my females. You know, guys are not into it, and that's okay. But there's, you don't have to pretend. You just kind of be where you're at and be willing, I guess, to kind of go, you know what, my back hurts today, or I wonder, you know, maybe if I can just start tapping and work, you know, tapping is an accessible thing to most people, even if they think it's goofy. Though I've noticed that there are people who will go, well, that the tapping wasn't the reason. Well, I just stood up. I don't know.
Right.
Random.
Yeah. It's true, right?
Just
yeah.
like the dog who jumped up and played all weekend. I don't know that she's.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. Because it's not anything you're saying out loud, just like the dog doesn't say anything to you. And you're not really saying that. You're just going through working on their energy and their energetic field. So very much so.
Yeah, who knows,
we
right?
Have to stay in our, yeah, exactly. Wow. It's exciting.
Yeah, the really cool thing is when I can prove something to someone. Like I can tell someone, okay, I've never met their pet or whatever, and I can say, they tell me, so one time someone told me their cat had a stroke, and I said, okay, I know what happened, and do you want help? And anyway, I told him exactly what happened, and the cat's fine, and here's what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. And he freaked out. He was like, oh, my God, how did you know that he, you know, we kept the water bowl? I said, there's something toxic near the water bowl. You got to stop. Somebody's doing something they don't need to be doing. And anyway, I had this whole thing. And I said, here's what you need to help. Anyway, all of it was true, and all of it worked. And his husband was erotic about cleanliness and, long story short, would overclean the bathroom. Anyway, something got in the water. But so it's neat when I can actually say something that someone can go, wow, that was weird. That was true. You know, that happened. And that's proof to people. But to me, the proof's in the pudding. You feel better. That's all we need to know, right? You know, something changed. Your life changed. You know, your business is better. You're making more money. Your relationships feel better, you know. Or you're not eating. So for the classic symptom in my business, you know, making food the issue, it's no longer the issue. We don't need to not have ice cream in the house. You don't need to avoid sweets for the rest of your life. You just lose interest. You know, I try to take a bite and I often am really freaked out by how sweet it is. You know, it's nowadays we not just have sugar, we have high fructose corn. It's just so sweet, you know, and, so that's what you get to is what you're attracted to is different.
Yeah.
You know, you're attracted
wow.
to working out because it feels. So that's
it does
your
affect
goal,
our bodies
you know,
different
and foods,
yeah.
right. So some of my clients need to actually eat more salads. And some of my clients, oh, no way do they need to eat salad. They need to eat a steak, for Christ's sake. You know, like, we're all in a different place. Like, my one client. Needed to stop the fast food binges she'd been doing for 20 years. Her body said, oh, my God, I need spinach salad every day, all day. Well, yes, that's true because she needs to cleanse out, you know, the toxins, right? But this other client needed to eat a lot more fat and meat because she'd been eating only salad, you know, and like, so we're all doing something different, you know, and we all have different needs. You know, if you're an athlete, you're going to eat. Oh my God. If, you know, this man I was dating is an athlete and he was a dancer and he eats totally different than me. Like, I mean, he eats a lot and he eats a lot of carbohydrate and he needs to. You know, or he gets weird. He starts to feel really off. And so why would I eat like that? I'm not, you know, working out 8 hours a day or whatever. So it's very odd we think there's one diet. It's very odd.
Wow. Yeah.
Right?
I think that's from being out of touch with our bodies and our emotions, right?
I guess so. I mean, that's what I would think.
And taking the advice that tries to sum us all up and give us one answer for everybody, right?
That's right. And so under stress, I don't know if you guys knew this, but under stress, severe chronic stress, you need to eat a lot more. You need to eat a lot frequently. You need to eat a lot of protein. But then, you know, when you're balanced, it's different. So, like, I mean, if we don't listen to our bodies, we're just in big trouble because life is going to change, you know?
And that also correlates with love or fear. If we're in fear, our body experiences a lot more of the stress, right? And so,
and with
living in kind of a frequency of love, our body is experiencing much more oxytocin and other beneficial hormones, right?
I guess so. You know, there's research on that. I can't quote it right now, but yes, there's definitely lower cortisol, right? And, you know, and maybe higher serotonin levels, you know.
Yeah.
I actually don't specifically know except to say that the stress response, I know what happens with tapping in the stress response. There's been a lot of research on that. And I think, but what I was going to say is when people fear food and their body, and for women, there's this piece around body image that, so when we fear not being thin enough and we're terrified of food, we kind of make all food toxic, you know, even a salad can kind of do us in, you know, it's like, it's kind of, it's a very interesting phenomenon, how much disharmony can be created by that. And so people really
I experienced that as at one time by trying to follow an ideology of it first started off with like, oh great, I saw results because I did the Atkins diet or whatever. And then it started to morph into I can't have this, I can't have that. And then it became
exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe then it's portion control. So it was a combination of starting to want to resist all food, and
right,
only
exactly.
limiting myself
exactly.
to eating, you know, very, very, very small portions and very, very small, like, you know, salads, right? Like, because
exactly.
I started to reject that.
Exactly.
And, it
and you're like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
everyone.
Right.
And then the only question
yeah,
I have for that is like, so why? Right, and why did we want to lose weight in the first place? And that's the only place to go. And why do we need to? And what are we focused on? And why do we need to lose weight? It may sound like the simplest question, but it's actually not. And what I've discovered is there's kind of two different people, or I don't know if there's two, but two types. One is the woman who thinks she needs to lose weight but doesn't and will chronically diet just to kind of, because she feels bad about herself. Her body. There's a lot of reasons for that. It is not just cultural. I think personally we take from the culture because of how we feel inside. We can reject the current culture too. And I don't know why we're not, and we should. But anyway, we need to choose that. As women, we need to say this is bullshit. I'm serious too. I am really serious about this. We have choice, ladies, and we need to reject it. So that, but we do that from a place of power when we feel good about ourselves. So there's two things going on there. The second person, I mean, it's not one or two, but there's overlap, but the second has enormous amounts of things that happened in childhood around food or you know, their bodies or whatever, or stress in childhood that really created a pattern of overeating. And that can be worked with. That's the second. So there's kind of two types. All include a body image piece I have discovered for women, that we can't intellectualize. We have to heal it. We have to release it. And tapping is my favorite tool for that. We can reject the culture. I don't care what anybody says. I used to be a believer that it's harming people. We should change it. And it's true. But the truth is, why are we so vulnerable? Like, why are we not loving ourselves? Why do we even feel that in the first place? And there's something else. So, I don't ever want to look like, so I'll hear other women talk that I'm friends with, that I'm with or whatever, and everybody has something to say about something they'll see in the media. Oh, she's so beautiful. She's so thin. And I can't, like, now I know it. I hear it when women talk about body, but nobody hears themselves do it. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Like, I don't care what, it's not about how you look. Who are you?
I think we could all support each other by pointing those things out and say, wait, why do I hear you talking like you're somehow wrong? Like, where's the goddess? I want to hear the powerful woman.
Where
is she? What would she sound like, right?
I love that you, Jeremy, are pointing that out, because from a male's perspective, I love hearing you say, where's the goddess? Because that does have a lot of power in that. And I love that.
I feel that all of our jobs to help.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like you definitely make me, when you even talk about that and from a place of power, I feel like, wow, that sounds hot. That sounds very sexy in a way of power, and not in the way of media's hot, but in a way of like, wow, immense just strength and juiciness. Like, I really love that you're saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very cool, Jeremy. And so yeah, we all have that power to kind of go, I don't know if I like that image, you know, and I don't know if I want to be that, and why would I like that, you know? And if you look cross-culturally and throughout time, there's no such thing as one thing that's considered beautiful. So we've created it, and we can uncreate it, you know.
Ooh.
And I personally think that people are beautiful. Yeah, people are beautiful for who they are, period, you know, period.
Point is starting with accepting oneself, right? Right where we're at, you know?
That's right.
If I feel I'm too skinny, if I feel I'm too big, whatever it is, I'm perfectly fine right where I'm at. And then if I want to change something, all right, cool. Well, first I need to accept who I am and where I'm at first. And then, okay, now what do I want to change? Still, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just right. But what is it I want to shift in my life, right?
And often I've discovered, like, I mean, our bodies are a direct reflection of how we feel inside. So, like, the aches and pains sometimes, or the hurts, or the losses, or, you know, all of that stuff is reflected. And all we have to do is be willing to kind of become aware of it and release it. It's always shocking to me. I'm always surprised by people when they release the trapped belief systems and trapped emotion from the past. It's always the past stuff. Even if we think it's current, there's usually a piece that told us something from the past and why it's scaring us today. Mine was, so when you said that, Leonka, earlier, the stress and overwhelm, and you got specific and you said, the project, my brain went straight to technology. I had like this phobia, you know? And, and so, but that's not current. So it's not actually a current thing. So like the way to let that go is to stop telling, like for me, it was to stop telling myself, I don't get it. I can't get it. I'm stupid. Right. Which came from a direct place in the past. Believe it or not, that's the root cause. I'm not saying for you, but I'm saying there's a root cause often for our stress and overwhelm today that has nothing to do with today. And so that's the stuff that we can clear that now the next time you do a project, you have less stress and overwhelm when you work on it. Because you've cleared the fear of being stupid or the fear of being wrong or the fear, you know, the core belief that was causing the actual stress. You know, we all have our core stuff. And that's the power of the tapping. And then once you do this kind of the beginning pieces, I think people start to see, wow, there's a choice. Oh, my God, I'm making choices. This is a choice that I'm doing right now. And that's the beginning of your spirituality. Because I forgot to say it is a yoga mantra, that the only difference between the person who chooses, quote, the spiritual path, which sounds a little, well, anyway, but let's just call it the spiritual path, and someone who doesn't choose something like that, is that you get one split second of awareness and you get to make a choice. But before that, what choices are we really making? We're just operating, right? And your power, maybe all of our power comes from that split second of choice that we actually will get, which is the choice between fear versus love. And ultimately. So then you realize, I just made a choice. And then you get to really choose. And what are you going to choose then? Wow. Then you're Neo, right? Then you're Neo in the Matrix waking up and being like, oh, my God, there is no bullet, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
That's where we're headed.
Awesome. I think we might be running over time here a little bit. Lianca, would you mind talking a little about the product? Or?
Actually, you know, I'll throw it back to Cindy because it is her product, and she does have a really great way to for us to start working with you. And, of course, it's not just specific to weight loss, right? Like, it's actually specific to creating change. Can you talk a little bit about what you have in here and what's a really great way to get started in working with you? Of course, we'd love for people to jump in and, you know, to be one of your primary clients. But if you've never worked with this kind of work before, this is a great way to kind of introduce yourself to creating great change. Isn't that correct?
I think so. And that's why I still offer this course. It's my pilot course on ending emotional eating and getting out of self-sabotage with food. A lot of people identify with the self-sabotage, the lack of motivation, or the sabotaging yourself with feeling deprived and then binging, right, on sugar or whatever. This is really common. And so this product is all around everything we've talked about today and how to, you know, kind of do it yourself. And it's instantly downloadable and, you know, you keep it and keep working with it. And I get a lot of positive feedback on this program if people really want to access this information. And so a lot of it is the powerful question. How to do the tapping, what to tap on, what to work on, identifying and releasing the core beliefs, understanding a lot of pieces to what's going on when food is calling you, when it's still an issue. It's kind of a tip of the iceberg thing, the food issue, and this opens up the doorway into figuring out what's really going on with you and getting started on really releasing it. And sometimes, like I said, the awareness is really the biggest piece. And there's a lot of tapping in here as well for people to get started tapping. It's not a tapping course. That's different. That's a whole nother ball game. It's tapping for this issue. It's
it
really
like you've got a few tools kind of all wrapped together in one package, right? Where it's not helping
That's
them
right.
learn how to tap, but if they need, they can still get that from this package. It looks like it's got a bunch of stuff to help clear whatever someone feels like is getting in their way, right?
Yeah, it's the emotional stress, it's the beliefs, and there's even a little bit of nutrition in here, and it's more about understanding the difference between a physiological and an emotional craving, which is actually pretty amazing. It helps people just quickly identify if, you know, what's going on and how to address it. So The tapping is introduced, and I give you what you need to do this specific tapping in this course. And there's, you know, 5 recordings. I think there's 2 bonus recordings. I do the body image piece using matrix re-imprinting, which is another meridian tapping tool. Some people say the best tool we have. Personally, I think there's millions of things that work, but matrix is powerful around earlier, younger self work. And so that is a whole right there is just really powerful. The one class that we do that. And I walk you through it. You can do it several times.
Sandy, how much would, you know, because there's so much in here, and I know that you've taken the time to really hone in on what works for folks and package this together beautifully, what would something like this course cost if they were buying these 2 tools individually and some of these modules, going to these modules? Like, just want to know people to get the idea of the value that you really have packaged up beautifully and what we're, you know, what we're offering it for now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I believe it was around 7 years ago, so these values are actually higher. I don't even offer this anymore. You can't get this from me anymore individually. These prices don't exist. Like they would be, I don't charge that. I charge a lot more. But at the 7 year ago value, it was over $1,000, you know, $1,300 worth of,
whoa,
of class time and yeah. So, I mean, I'm really being serious that, and this was $297 only last month. And $297 was my rock bottom price as my home study course. And I've decided I just want the information out there. It's a great introduction, in the beginning place for people. And the awareness is just profound. So I really did want to offer it a lot less.
And on top of that, with a couple special bonuses.
And the bonuses are actually really, really, really helpful. So I basically,
yeah.
So less is more in my world. I don't like to give people too much information. I think we've done that. We get overwhelmed with too much information. You don't need it, in my opinion. This is the bare bones of what I do with people. This is exactly what I do with people. And the food and nutrition tips is super simple. Nobody needs another book. Nobody needs another, you know, another course. It's a hit list. It's like, it's just a hit list of a checklist of finding out, understanding the physiology of cravings, basically, and seeing if, wow, did I even, you know, am I just hungry or am I emotionally hungry? That right there is worth the whole course, really. And I've kept it simple, really simple, based on working with people, not from a textbook, but based on what I know works for my clients. So it's powerful.
And it looks like it's got some real good high-level tips that, rather than being overwhelming, these are simple and to the point, that looks really helpful.
Really, really simple and to the point, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I've seen so many guys where it's so overwhelming or big, long books, and it's just like, wow, who are they really talking to, and how do I know that's the right one for me? And this one just looks like it's got real high, really powerful high-level tips. So awesome, awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah, they're the tips that work, and that's all I care about. When my clients implement it, they understand, okay, wait, this is more of an emotional craving, right? So, because often I found in my practice, at least with women, women aren't eating. So whether they're overweight or not, they really avoid food. And so I realized, okay, we need to talk about the physiology here of cravings. Like, let's talk about this, you know, so you know, oh, it's a physiological craving. We don't need to have therapy over this, you know, like we just need to, and then the therapy part comes in when we're not eating. So why aren't you eating? Well, then we can tap. We can work on why you don't want to eat. That's a tappable issue.
Yep. Great.
So it's actually very simple, but really powerful work. And so that's a very reduced cost. And I hope people will, you know, and comment on it and let me know if you do take the course. I love hearing from everybody, so.
Great. Yeah, it looks like you've put a lot into this package. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's still one of my favorite. And I even included that, which, you know, I know complicates things for people, but there are people who will want that. A lot of the clients who come to me are already kind of, they're pretty sophisticated and they've done a lot of, you know, different types of healing work. And, you know, just because muscle testing can be complicated and hard to get an accurate answer doesn't mean you shouldn't practice it. And it does really make it quick. For looking at your own. Yeah, it can. We can also confuse ourselves. But so I put some on that, how to muscle test.
Yep.
We've all done it, right?
So, yeah.
You know, the tips on how to muscle test effectively that I've learned from different practitioners that I've studied under. And, you know, it's a good thing to know. It can be really effective.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Great.
Well, we don't want to take up too much more of your time. We're so honored that you spent so much time with us. And, gosh, we've had such a great conversation today. Wouldn't you say, Jeremy? Like, it's been so insightful, and there's so many things that I even kind of thought for myself and brought up. I mean, you know, there's a lot of places here where I think that I still hide from myself.
Yeah, don't we all?
Oh, we all do. Yeah, you're not alone. We're all... But it's okay, because if we want it, we can make a choice, right? We can choose.
Yeah.
You know, if we want awareness, we can choose it.
Well, I choose that. Yeah. Yeah. It's more and more apparent to me, and I'm on this path for learning as well. Sorry.
Yep, this is great tools to help get more into choice around how we're eating and why. So.
Yeah, so that kind of opens up the ability to choose, which is my favorite place that my clients get to. It's like, I can be a choice now. I call it. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Now you have a choice.
Yeah.
Now you finally have a choice.
Getting out of those self-sabotaging auto programs and into conscious choice, right?
Yep.
I think that's the holy grail for all of us.
It's okay whatever we choose, but at least we know we're choosing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Any other closing remarks?
I think we've said pretty much everything.
I felt like that too. That's awesome. It's been a great conversation. My gosh.
Yeah,
thank you. Absolutely. I feel like we've got like even an insight to you and some of the new work that you're doing. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I love what you're doing.
Shifting from fear into living in love, right? And how that we covered a lot around that theme.
And how to do that, you know, and like it can be complicated or it can be absolutely simple, right? For all of us, you know, it's really interesting.
Yep.
So that's what I would leave everybody with. It can be simple. It can be simple.
All right. Thanks so much, Sandy, for your work, your efforts, and how you help, how you've taken your passion and transformed that transformed your life along the way and worked into helping others, including high profile guests like Jim Carrey. Like, I would love to work with that guy.
Yeah,
his movies are funny enough, but I've seen some pretty inspiring videos from him online as well that have been real inspiring to watch. So but it's awesome that you've been able to work with some people like him and being able to do that in your work. So anyways, thank you so much. And I guess, Leonka, real quick, you want to talk through the specials page or?
Sure. Guys, if you want to see more from Sandy, if you want to take advantage of this really amazing offer that we talked about today, all you have to do is just click on the special offer button. It's right there, all of the great things, plus the bonuses. Again, we know Sandy is, you know, doing this for a limited time. She normally does it for way, way more. And we don't know how long she'll be in that giving because there's so many great bonuses, but we're grateful that she's doing it now for our audience. So just click on the special button, special offer button. It's right there, big and yellow. And, you know, we look forward to talking with you guys again. I know Jeremy likes to sign off with a couple of nice words. So thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks so much. Again, this summit is all about helping us all expand our awareness to what else is possible. Thanks again for listening and for joining us. And take care, and hopefully we can all live more and more in the fields of choice and possibility. Thanks again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh. That's funny. Leonka always hangs up.
Oh, did she hang up? I just wanted to say that if you guys find... Oh, no. If you find that that was too long and too rambling, I will totally do it again. And whatever you want to do. I rambled a bit. So you guys tell me, okay?
Yeah, I totally was not paying much attention to the time until we got, I think, somewhere around an hour and a half in, and I'm like, oh, what are we doing here? Shoot.
Well, actually, it was, we did an hour, and I know it about an hour and 15. So it wasn't so long. A lot of summits do even longer, so... But it's up to you guys. You decide. And I'll...
Okay.
I can, you know.
Yeah, we'll go back through and we'll take a look. But I think we might be okay, but I was wondering if we could have been maybe a little more focused. I know, maybe a male point of view of just like, all right, let's get on to business.
Yeah. And I'm happy to do that. I normally do that. So we'll just, whatever you want to do is fine.
Yeah, I also realized, though, that maybe, you know, it's possible that the listeners that might resonate most might also appreciate the more process-oriented conversation around it. So I realize everyone has different perspectives. So, and the fact that you work mostly with females, it might work better to just keep it as is. I'll check with Leonka and see if she's got a preference one way or the other, but we'll see. I think this might work. I realized there toward the end, let's try and talk more about the product and see what we could do to kind of encourage that. Thanks so much for being.
No worries.
Going with the flow and we'll see.
The Tell Summit that I fell in love with was very flowy and like very process oriented and like he's the most popular ever, and it was Darius's. So, and he was not rigid, and and there was tons of like transformative, like legit people talking real talk, like real story, and. I think people are tired of the, but ask her. I have no idea. You decide.
Okay.
Like if you I might have to look at whatever Darius's. You guys do best.
Because Darius was the one I learned how to do the telesummit from a few years ago, and so I really appreciate his way of. Yeah, and I've loved how he does a lot of what he does. So, I'm still pretty new at this. That's why I've got Leonka helping out and. We'll see what we can figure out. So.
Okay, cool. Well, just let me know. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Love what you do. I love that you're working with people on food stuff and fear and love stuff and the tapping and what was it called? The other modality that you
Matrix reimprinting, yeah.
Yeah, my shapes. It's still tapping. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's still tapping, but it's a different focus.
Yeah.
Just a different.
Yeah, I love that you're bringing the different together.
Oh, good, good. So you've heard of both?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just not quite as familiar with the matrix reprinting, but I've heard of it. Just haven't learned as much about that specifically. But I've learned a lot about a lot of different stuff, so it fits right in there. And I love it when people don't take one modality and call that the Bible, and you know, I think we could pull awesome tools from all around and blend it together into what really works well for us and the people we work with. So,
and shows, the tools are not right. And what I've discovered in people who work with the tools long enough, you realize the tools aren't the territory. Like, the map is not the territory. So the tools are just there as, like, they're not really what we're doing. Like, they're just for us as we're beginners in what we're really doing. And that's the next step. So wait for it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, to take off. The climbing up onto the wave.
When we realize what we really are choosing, the tools become relevant at that point. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but the tools work, you know, for most people. So, in the paradigm.
Yeah.
But anyway. Well, thanks,
awesome.
Jeremy.
Yep. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
take care.
All
right.
You too. And let me know if you guys want to re-record. Okay. Bye.
Okay, will do. All right. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.